All right, joining me from our Zoomerplex studio is Anthony Quinn. He is CARP's Chief Community and Benefits Officer, and he's going to give us a very important update. He's going to talk a little bit about some of the most pressing issues in the upcoming municipal election, discuss some opportunities available for local chapter leadership. My guest of honor for this afternoon, Anthony, thank you for joining the Jukebox.
Thanks for having me, Daniel. Nice to be with you and your listeners.
So, CARP, the website is carp.ca. CARP is involved in promoting, protecting the interests, rights, and quality of life of Canadians as we age. Tell us a little bit about the history.
Well, CARP's been around for over 40 years, Daniel, and we're formally known as the Canadian Association of Retired Persons, but one need not be retired to join. In fact, a lot of our members these days are people who work in the industries that are serving older adults right across the country. So anyone's welcome to join us, but our advocacy work is focused on improving the lives of Canadians as we age. So that applies to everyone. We're all aging, and we're all looking to make sure that the benefits and services that we need as we're aging are going to be there today and in the future.
Many CARP chapters sponsor events of interest to those who are 45 plus in their communities. I saw many wins for CARP in 2021 on your website, including reduction in seniors' poverty, the increase of the CPP to ensure next generation of seniors have their needs met. What are some of the pressing issues right now?
Well, right now, we just came out of the provincial election in Ontario, and the number one issue was healthcare, the wait times, the lack of investment in long-term care homes, and the need to fund people the ability to live in their own homes for as long as they can. So funding home care were the top three issues during the provincial election, and those are right across the board, right across the country, the most pressing issues. So the healthcare crisis that we're going through right now in Ontario and across other provinces in the country is most pressing on minds of members, and we're making sure that politicians are hearing our voice and making the investments and the necessary changes to ensure that the healthcare system's there for all of us.
And some of these issues may have no doubt had a catalyst due to the pandemic, COVID-19. And I know that CARP has been instrumental also in helping with financial support, vaccinations, in addition to retirement needs. Can you tell us a little bit about how the pandemic has affected your mission?
On the local front, the pandemic has slowed down our ability to meet in person. And that's why we're looking forward to relaunching the Georgian Bay CARP chapter later this week with an in-person meeting. But the isolation that came to our members in being told to stay at home to avoid contact, that social isolation piece was really detrimental to older Canadians who were concerned, frankly, about their lives. So the ability to meet in person again and to get out safely during this hopefully extended downturn in the pandemic is going to allow our members to get back out and breach that isolation barrier that's kept them back for so many years.
I'm speaking from the Collingwood studio with my special guest who is located at the Zoomerplex. It is Anthony Quinn. He is CARP's Chief Community and Benefits Officer. Great to have you today. Tell us a little bit, to share with us a little bit about CARP's mission. Anthony, what is your background? How long have you been involved with the organization?
You know, I started working with Moses Neimer right out of my postgraduate journalism program, and I ended up being his executive assistant at Chum City. And that was about 23 years ago. And when Moses got involved with CARP, I said, geez, that's something I'd really like to put my efforts behind in helping helping older adults, my parents aging, thinking about my own retirement future and waking up every morning knowing that my job is to help change policy and to support seniors right across Canada has been very rewarding over the last 12 years I've been with CARP and 22 years working with Moses. It's been a wonderful career. And it's a real pleasure when you know you're making changes in people's lives.
Well, it sounds like you're certainly making an impact. Now, tell us about this exciting meeting that you just teased us with coming up Thursday, August 25th, right here in Collingwood. It's at the Collingwood Leisure Time Club, the Georgian Bay chapter. What's going on?
Well, we're really excited to have General Richard Romer join us as our special guest. Many of your listeners will be familiar with General Romer. And his role as a World War II pilot, a lawyer, a novelist, and I learned about General Romer when he was an editorialist back in the old CKVR, New VR days, and he was on the air with his opinions on the nightly news. And he's going to be talking about his feature story that was in Zoomer Magazine a few issues back about his interactions with the Queen, his role in Canada's armed forces. You know, he's got a great story about flying over Africa and seeing Rommel's car and calling in the fighter pilots to come take care of Rommel and the Nazis. So he's 98 years old, and we invite everyone in the great southern Georgian Bay Area to come out and take advantage of the opportunity to hear and speak with General Romer.
Anyone in southern Georgian Bay, Collingwood area, you're welcome to attend. There is a very limited number of spaces. You can RSVP at carp.ca. You can also phone 1-833-211-2277. That number again, if you'd like to RSVP for this very special event, 1-833-211-2277. Just call during business hours. You'll have a chance to hear from General Romer himself. He's perhaps known as Canada's most distinguished gentleman at 98 years of age. Honorable Lieutenant General Richard Romer. Special guest of honor. That's taking place Thursday, August 25th at the Collingwood Leisure Time Club, 100 Minnesota Street in Collingwood, Ontario, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you for keeping us abreast of what's going on at CARP. Hope our listeners can make it out there this Thursday and join you there.
Well, thanks very much, Daniel. And anyone who's interested in getting involved in CARP's volunteer leadership, we're also looking for a few good men and women to help lead that local charge of advocacy in the community. So if we have some interested listeners there, they can get in touch with us at those same numbers at carp.ca or at the toll-free number 1-833-211-2277.
Thank you, Anthony. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Daniel.